Texas in July, and the heat was simply insane. Not a breath of wind, with powder blue skies baking the sidewalks. Honeysuckle taints the air as even time stands still today, just waiting and sweating and waiting a little more. Not a soul seems to be moving for fear of the heat, taking refuge inside. I sat at the table, bored and mulling over the choices that I had. Writing can be a fickle business, and decisions need to be made as the plot thickens at this juncture. Should they do this? Would she react in this way? And all I could do was sigh. I took a sip of my iced tea and reflected in the heat. Maybe jumping on a plane wasn't the best way to break my writer's block after all. I just couldn't see where this damn plot could move to or from, and it bothered me. Stories tell themselves usually, but this time it was backed into a corner, and I just couldn't see how it could escape. "Honey, can I get you something?" I looked up and saw the waitress there. "No, I'm fine, but thanks, Shannon," I replied. "Well, just holler if you need something. Writing's a thirsty business." And she turned and left. The diner was just a small mom-and-pop operation, but it was my favorite discovery on this trip. The food was great, and the service was just absolutely spot-on, friendly and appreciative without becoming false or cloying. They were just grateful that you chose to spend your dollars with them, and I fell in love with the place instantly when I first walked in a week ago, and I'd come back every day since. But in this heat, the place was deserted, except... How the fuck did I not notice her in the opposite booth? Impossibly blonde short hair, petite and slim, dressed in the thinnest blue cotton dress to match the sky. Perky little breasts, the subtlest round hint of nipple, slim and shining legs, lazily crossed. She dabbed her face and neck with the most delicate of handkerchiefs, all lace and fine stitching, as she fought to keep on top of the merciless heat. She lifted her gaze to the ceiling, as fingertips stroked in a downwards motion, handkerchief gently wiping beads of perspiration from her cleavage, and then returning to her brow. A curious little button mushroom of a nose, groomed and shaped eyebrows, a wide and yet sensuous mouth, luscious red lips, and bluer than blue eyes that even I could see from across the diner. She reached forward and sipped from her glass, running a slow tongue across her lips as she sank back into her seat and returned to her slow drifting glides and curves, a never-ending game of hide-and-seek with the hot July air. This cuter-than-cute little southern belle, happy to be a woman, happy in her skin, happy in the knowledge that she could turn heads at the drop of a hat. She catches my eye and smiles back, but she knows damn well that I've been gazing at her, half a smile on my lips, and she was happy to do so, happy to be there. I nodded ever so slightly, ever so softly, as acknowledgement, and then I breathed and went back to my notes, shuffling papers, and trying to find a way between disparate plot lines. But I also know that she's still gazing at me, my own turn to get looked up and down, inquisited by a stranger. In the periphery, I can tell she's twirling her hair now, with her fingers, and sipping from the glass. I raise my eyes again, and this time Locke gazes, as she grins a mischievous grin, and her eyes shine as a decision seems to have been made. She places her glass delicately onto the counter, dabs at the corners of her mouth, and settles back, edging her hips forward, her right hand slowly stroking lower over her dress and over her breast, over her belly. And then she pauses and sighs and closes her eyes. She spread her legs deliciously slowly and shifts her weight as she pulls the thin blue fabric up and holds it with her left hand as she reaches slowly between her thighs. And with her eyes closed, she tilted her head ever so delicately to one side. Her fingers press through a little puff of tidily groomed blonde hair, gently circling lower and lower. Three fingers pressing an urgent, parting her lips, her flesh pink and swollen in the heat. Her hips begin to join the dance as her breathing shifts deeper and her right hand establishes a rhythm, both circular and so fucking mesmerizing. She opens her eyes, her blue, piercing eyes, and stares into my soul as she watches me watching her, unable to move at the events unfolding before me. This young woman engaged in the moment and willing to give me herself. A forlorn yearning emanates from her as her rhythm shifts quicker, stroking herself up and down as she gasps, her swollen clitoris sliding and pressured between two fingers before returning to urgent circles. She closes her eyes and throws her neck back, utterly vulnerable, as her hips buck twice and tense, her soft gasps conveying the moment of abandonment, pussy clenching over and over and over, and then slower and slower. She slowly strokes her red swollen lips up and down, glowing, twitching. My growl is internal, but it growls nonetheless. The shared intimacy of her unraveling a human moment of pure communication, and it made me growl. Oh, the things I wanted to do to her. But she sighs one more time, the deepest release of emotion as she opens her eyes again, breathing and shining, and looks to me, flushed and giddy, with the gentlest smile of recognition, as if she were trying to say, "Look at what you just made me do." Sated, she reaches down with her lace handkerchief and delicately soaks into it as she wipes herself with the softest of touches. She takes a sip once more and pauses before locking eyes with me again, stepping towards me, those wonderful crystal blue eyes getting closer and closer as she utters the most softest and beguiling sentence I'll ever probably hear. "I believe, sir, that this belongs to you." She laid that lace handkerchief gently onto the table next to my glass, grinning deviously, and then sauntered away, her hips swinging and dancing out of my life. But I picked it up, warm and damp, and breathed in so deeply. An intoxicating essence, musky, pungent, and very personal, the signature of a woman. They smell so good, and they taste so good. And that is why we desire them.